Good morning, Rabbi Yosei. Let us begin. So we are picking up. We left off in Os Chaf Gimel. So remember again, Rebbe Tzadok was teaching us about the various Mishmoros, the symbolism of those Mishmoros, but in Sif Chaf Gimel, really speaking about the interconnectedness which really exists between the celestial sphere, what the Rebbe calls the Lemalo, with the Lemato. And that which happens in this world is reflective of what is happening with the Ribono Shel Olam above. So writes Reb Tzadok, now we're going through, so he gave the introduction, now we'll go through the meaning of each of the different Mishmoros. Ushaga Rishona, Shuba Mishma Rishon. So remember again, I will say the Gemara's understanding is that the Ribono Shel Olam cries out or roars out by each of the Mishmoros, by each of the different watches of night, and he says, "Oy labanim, woe to the children who, because of their sins, I have been forced to destroy my Beis Hamikdash, and woe to the father who is forced to go ahead and exile his children." So remember again, so we'll say, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at every Mishmar. Now what Reb Tzadok is going to do is bring together these two ideas. So Ribono Shel Olam roars, so to speak, cries out at every Mishmar. But remember again, the three Mishmoros are represented in this world by three different things. So the first Mishmar, remember again, was the donkey braying. So what's the connection? See, here Reb Tzadok says something amazing. He says, Ushaga Rishona, the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out at night in despair for Klal Yisrael, but also in despair for himself. Despair for Klal Yisrael, ultimately again, that the Ribono Shel Olam had to exile us, and despair for himself that he's a father who was forced to exile his children. So what's the meaning of this? He goes on, Shuvah Mishmar Rishon, I'm reading in the Be'uri HaChasidus, on page Nun Beis, in the middle section, Be'uri HaChasidus, right-hand column, left column there. Shasimin Lekachu Chamer Noor. So remember again, the symbol, or the sign for the first watch, is the donkey braying. He says, Az had sa'ar de galos hashchina gadol kolkach, ad she'aga sa'kadosh baruch hu hi kolkach betokef, ad she'nikar she'aga zu gam b'chomer hanor az kitotza mish'aga zu. So this is what the Rebbe says. The pain of the Ribono Shel Olam is so acute that it's felt even by the chomer. It's felt even by the donkey. So what does that mean? I mean, why the donkey more than any other animals? Look what he writes. He says, Shehubriya Pechusa Biyoser. The donkey is considered to be like the lowliest of all the animals. Mitzad Chumriyuso. Because of its physicality, because of its intense physicality, the donkey is considered to be the lowliest of animals. And I'm supposed to say, now, remember, we've actually seen this mentioned before. Even the name, remember, the beautiful part is, in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, so letters are meaningful, names are meaningful, everything contains meaning. Like, if you look at the word donkey, so I'm sure the word donkey has some type of etymological root to it, obviously, but Lamaisa, there is no inherent meaning, or I should say holiness in that name. Masha'inkin, chamar, Chamar, which is the Hebrew word for donkey, so represents something about the identity of the donkey. Because remember again, Chamar we translate as donkey, but Chamar is also the same Lashon as Chumrius, as Chomer, as material, as mundane. So the donkey, being the beast of burden, represents like the epitome or the paradigmatic example of something that is so physical, so mundane, to the exclusion of that which is holy. Meaning the notion that the donkey is a beast of burden means that it is laden with materialism. It's laden with materialism. So that's what the donkey represents. The chamar is the paradigmatic example of that which is material to the exclusion of the spiritual. So says Reb Tzadok something amazing. So the Gemara tells me that in the first Mishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out, woe to the father who had to exile his children. Or I should say, woe to the children who have been exiled, and woe to the father who has exiled his children. And in that Mishmar, what's happening? The donkey's crying out. Says Reb Tzadok, what does it mean the donkey's crying out? It means that even the donkey feels the pain of the Shekhinah. Even the donkey feels this sense of agitation, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's the message? He says, Kimo Shedarshu Chazal. Close over here again. He goes through the rest. In the rest over here, he explains that Chazal discussed that the donkey is the lowliest of the animals. Shein avodim aminevore chasido still. Now left hand column. Shein avodim kinani misyachsim la'aviyem imashinemar imachamor. Kilomer im hadome lechamor. Hari shenektu Chazal es achamor ledugma. Achumriusam hagasa shel umos olam. Not only that, but sometimes the nations of the world are compared to donkeys. Why are they compared to donkeys? Because lemaisa, again, just like the donkey is considered to be the paradigmatic example of that which is physical, material, to the exclusion of the spiritual, often that's what's found in the nations of the world. He goes on, he says, Kimo she'amru chazal babakamo, chavercha kariya chamra, uchpa legabech mush, kishechavercha karlucha chamor, kadeh levazoscha, tol ukov shel chamor, Vasireo Elecha, Vesim Osaga Becha, Lahatsi Ki Ilu Be MS Hincha Chamar Kilomar, Holdeladvarev Vialta Nehu. I suppose says here actually quotes, if your friend calls you a donkey, what should you do? Put a saddle on and accept the fact that you're a donkey. Which again I will say is a separate discussion about how to deal with name calling or how to deal with insults. But that's not our discussion for today. So the Rebbe goes on, he says, what's the point? So what's the message here? Hare shebnei adam noktim es akinoi chamor kedei lahashpil es zulasam kiven shechamor hu aberia shvila vachor musbioser. So the first lesson says Reb Tzadik is as follows, that even the chamor, even that which is intensely physical, even that which is the almost like the antithesis of spirituality and holiness, has the ability to feel the pain of the Shekhinah, has the ability to feel the pain of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which I will say is a fascinating, dramatic, beautiful, and overwhelming lesson. And again, this is the same idea that Reb Tzadik said before, right? Remember again with the Chamor. The idea being that sometimes we think that in order to go ahead and forge our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one must be on some elevated, exalted state. And if I'm not holding in that state, then how could I have a relationship with the Melech Malchei Melachim, the King of Kings? And meanwhile, Reb Tzadik highlights and really reinforces over and over that that is not the case. That is not the case. Which, of course, what Reb Tzadik is reinforcing over here is one of the tenets of Chassidus. Remember, again, one of the reasons that sparked the Baal Shem Tov to create a movement was a feeling that Judaism was becoming the, you know, proprietary property of the intellectual elite, that only wise people, people who could learn, people who could shteig, had access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the rest of Am Yisrael? Right? Just, you know, sometimes we have this image in our mind that like all of Jewish history was like the days of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Right? The Gemara said during the days of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, even children knew the halachas of Tum and Tara. So, you know, Tum and Tara, those sugyas when we get to in Daf Yomi, we, you know, very, 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 you know, furtively glance to see how long the Gemara actually is until it's over. Right? So in the days of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, all the children knew. So we often think that that's like Jewish history. That was a blip. Right? That was like an exception to the rule. Most people throughout the ages have not been educated, right? And most people throughout the ages have not been Talmidei Chachamim. So the Baal Shem Tov was the one who came along and said, okay, so we have to make a meaningful Yiddishkeit for everyone. See, here Reb Tzadik is saying, what does it mean that the donkey brays at the first Mishmar, that first time at night when HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out for Klal Yisrael and for himself, even the donkey feels that. Even the donkey feels that. What's the message for me? The message for me is that even if I'm a donkey, and a lot of times in life, I'm just a donkey. A lot of times in life, I'm just a chamor. I'm just chomer. I'm just chomrios. I make bad decisions. I make wrong turns. I make foolish mistakes. I'm often devoid of spirituality and just a very physical, material beast of burden. Lest you think that in those moments, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not accessible to you, the first thing in this world to recognize the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the brain donkey. See, even if you're a donkey in life, our relationship and connection with Hashem is possible. So we'll say, we'll see, it's possible, but the chamor has a very basic and lower level relationship. So the relationship is always possible. The relationship is always accessible. The quality and intensity of the relationship is fundamentally dependent on where I'm holding life. So we'll stop over here for today, but at least now we know the first mishmar, and we'll see this progression as it plays out amongst the subsequent mishmaros.